And we will give you very rapidly the results of Q3. I think you have received the press communique that was issued this morning following the board meeting. The results that we are going to introduce to you, to present to you, are, in our opinion, satisfactory and in line with our expectations. As far as the main highlights, let me give you the following figures. Now, value of production, as you can see from the slide, now the value of production amounted to 1.33 billion, up 25%. Now, this result is including the acquisition of the Ferrara area. Now, this growth by 25% can be broken down as following: 40% relating from the integration of the Ferrara companies, another 40%, which is due to the growth of raw materials, and such prices have in turn had an impact on the value of production, and the remaining 20% is the commercial results obtained in other businesses. Now, the EBITDA, you can see that it was quite good, and this is the result mainly achieved thanks to external and internal development. The EBITDA amounted to 213 million euros, up 18.3%. By breaking down this growth into its main components, we can say that 15.5 million euros are related to Ferrara, 16 million euros are related to the waste plant, so the environmental services, 11.5 million are related to synergies and organic growth. Now, considering that tariffs went down by 10%, particularly on gas distribution, as you very well know, despite these tariff decreases and by excluding Ferrara, you can see that we maintained our path towards growth and efficiency. As far as the EBIT is concerned, well, EBIT amounted to 123.5 million euros, up 18.4% vis-à-vis the same period last year. Now, the pre-tax profit, it amounted to 90.9 million euros, up 7.1%. Now, the data that we are going to present to you later on are already IAS adjusted. At this point, I'd like to hand you over to Mr. Venier, who will tell you something about the net financial position and the investments made by Hera. Good morning. Now, in this last quarter, we invested 71.4 million euros in Q3  2005 vis-à-vis 60.4 million euros in Q3 2004. In the first nine months of the year, we made a CapEx amounting to 176 million euros, of which 49 million euros for environmental services, 43 million water, and then 33 million gas, and the remaining millions related to other businesses. Then 10 million for minor acquisitions in the gas business. Overall, we had 186.5 million euros. Now, as far as the net financial position is concerned, as of the 30th of September 2005, was 778 million euros. The net financial position, however, increased only limitedly in Q3. That is only up by 31.6 million euros. This is because of the limited impact of the net working capital, which changed only by 9 million euros, which is quite considerable considering the seasonality that we have in the summer and also considering the fuel and the oil prices, which went up in the summer and which which, because of a delay effect, tend to have an impact on the value, on the price of the fuels that we tend to deal with some delay. Now, let me now move on to the EBITDA. The EBITDA vis-a-vis the third quarter of 2004, it is now 213 million euros. It was 180.1 million euros. Now, breaking it down, you can see a negative figure of gas by 3.2 million euros. This is the result of effect derived from the application of Law 170 and the contribution of Ferrara, that is 4.5 million euros. Then you can see 1.4 electricity minus. This is due to tariff interventions that affected electricity distribution, and also this reduction is due to competitiveness onto the market. As far as the waste business is concerned, which contributes most to our EBITDA, well, waste in the first 9 months, as you can see, 26.7 million euros, of which 16 million euros related to a FEA plant, that is a Bologna plant, and the Centro Ecologico of Ravenna. The water business, 9.1 million euros, this is related to the application of new tariffs and also the integration of the Ferrara plants, or Ferrara companies, by 5 million euros. And then other businesses, Public Lighting, for instance, contributed a positive amount of 1.7 million euros for a total of 213 million euros. Now, let me now give you the breakdown of sales on page 5. On the right, you can see the sales breakdown by business, and it is a typical pie chart of our company. In this case, the effect of oil prices had a greater impact on electricity and gas, and Ferrara was 7.4% of our sales. As far as the EBITDA breakdown is concerned, you can see the contribution of the different businesses are very well balanced in terms of contribution. A decrease in the energy business with a positive contribution of the waste business almost around 37%, as it was more or less the same in Q4. The contribution of Ferrara to the EBITDA was 7.3%. Now, to give you an idea of the details of individual business, I'll hand you over to Mr. Barilli. Thank you very much, Stefano. This is Mr. Barilli speaking. Let's start off from our champion, which is the waste business, which really recorded a strong increase of EBITDA at 51.6%. Over and above the contribution of our plants that started operating at the beginning of the year, the new incinerator of Bologna and the Centro Ecologico of Ravenna. Apart from this, the waste business performance is also due to an increase by 30% of wastes disposed of, and also special waste, and also there was a contribution of tariff increases, which are the result of new agreements signed with the ATO. Now, you can see that we have reached 78.4 million euros in terms of EBITDA, and also the EBITDA margin went up by almost 4 percentage points. Now, the water performing well despite the raining summer. As of the 30th of September, we sold 154.9 million cubic meters vis-à-vis 158.2 million cubic meters sold in the first 9 months of 2004. So this is what occurred. And then considering the tariff schemes, this raining summer implied a decrease of EBITDA margin by 2 million. Now, the new tariffs have started to be applied, which are associated to lower costs for instance, cost to make the new ATO more efficient. But despite all of this, the EBITDA in this sector, in the water business, reached 61.7%, sorry, 61.7 million, so 17.3%. Ferrara accounts for 5 million euros. Gas, the gas business. In this case, I'd like to remember not only the tariff decrease, 7.7 million euros. Apart from this, we managed to maintain our customers. At the end of September 2005, we had 805,400, and we managed to increase them. And the gas that we sold to the net of trading was 1.3 billion of cubic meters vis-a-vis 1.275 billion cubic meters of last year. The EBITDA, 57 million euros, as you can see on the slide, with a contribution of 4 million euros of Ferrara. And in the year 2005, we have adjusted our figures for tariff decreases, which should not have an impact going forward on the last quarter of the year. Let us now move on to electricity. Well, the task of this business is that of defending our customer, our gas customers, as you can see on the title of this slide. Our customer went up by 2.2% despite the great competition levied by other competitors onto the market. Despite this, we managed to achieve our goal, which is that of defending gas customers and obtain positive results in the electricity business. As you can see, 4.3 million euros in terms of EBITDA. We haven't increased the sales of electricity. At the end of September, we sold 1,720 gigawatt hour vis-a-vis 1,700 gigawatt hour in the same period last year. So we didn't increase the sales in the electricity. Then other services, moving on. Here I'd like to underline that despite production going down, as you can see by comparing the two periods, September 2004 and September 2005, so 93.6 Q3 2005, 96.7 Q3 2004. Despite the decrease in the value of production, the EBITDA went up from 10.1 million euros to 11.8 million euros with an EBITDA margin which is around 12.6%. The contribution of Ferrara was 1 million, and we expect other benefits from the district heating going forward. This is it as far as I'm concerned. I'll hand you over to the chairman is again Mr. Tommasi. Well, to conclude our conference call, I can tell you that we managed to confirm our double-digit growth in the first 9 months of 2005 thanks to the contribution of external and internal growth. I'd like to remind you that last year we acquired the Ferrara companies. Now, as far as internal growth are concerned, well, the results in the first 9 months of 2005 show that we managed to hold against a number of unfavorable situation. For instance, the reduction in the energy distribution tariff and the low seasonal benefit in the water business due to a raining summer. Now, we have some good news from the operating point of view. That is that we have four main provinces under the same billing system. So this certainly had a positive impact on the cash flow and the networking capital management. We have to integrate now Imola and Faenza. And in the year 2006, we shall extend the new billing system, the new billing platform to Ferrara, first part of the year, and Modena in the second part of the year. As far as Modena is concerned, the shared deposited during the takeover bid on Meta Capital are 2,600,000, which is equal to 12.5 percent of MEDA capital. So everything is going as expected. Something else to be said, we concluded our work to draw up the new integrated business plan, which was approved by the board of directors. When I say integrated, it means that include Modena. And so on Wednesday next, that is in 2 days, we shall present the new business plan spanning 2006 through to 2008. The business plan will be presented in Milan on Wednesday, and we shall go to London, and we shall present it there, and also we shall go also to the United States to present the new business plan. This is it as far as the formal presentation is concerned. You can now ask your questions if you have any. This is the Chorus Call operator. We can now start the Q&A session. First question by Mr. Finardi, Euromobiliare. Mr. Finardi, Euromobiliare. Yes, good afternoon. I have a question about the debt trend. Can you tell us something about the reduction or absorption of working capital in this last quarter? Because I can see that the debt is quite high. Maybe you explained this, but maybe you can expand upon this. Maybe this is due to a seasonal effect, so this absorbed working capital for gas distribution and electricity distribution, or whether this is due to the worsening of a phenomenon that we saw when you presented the mid-year results, that is the implementation of the SAP system, which is causing some delay in the billing and therefore can cause some problems in the network and capital management. Okay, I'll answer this question immediately. Now, the net financial position, as we could see at page 3, went up by 31 million euro, and it grew less than it grew in the year 2004, in the same period. Why? Because in this case, in this period, we had limitation in terms of working capital. Now, last year, in the same period, working capital went up by 35 million euros, whereas in Q3 of this year, went up only by 9 million euros. Moreover, in this case, we need to underline another difference vis-à-vis Q3 of last year, that is that in Q3 of 2005, but also in Q4 of this year, also in Q2 of this year, we had the main impact of the fuel price trend, which contributed by 40% to the growth of the value of production. This has inevitably an effect on the working capital. Please consider that the working capital change also takes into account the change in our perimeter, for instance, the integration of Ferrara, thus implying an increase in our activities, in our operations. So we managed to hold quite well despite the critical issues in this period and despite the growth of prices. Now, another question. During the first 6 months, the working capital went up because mainly of SAP. As far as this, what is the situation in Q3? Any improvement, or do you think you will have any improvement from this point of view in Q4? What is your the trend that we're going to see in terms of debt, in terms of working capital by the end of the year? Now, considering, and I will answer your question, considering the issues that had an impact on the first 6 months, as we heard before, the SAP system is gradually getting into operation. Now, in the next quarter, we shall also integrate within the system Imola and Faenza, which are smaller than the others. I'm sure that the negative impact will not be there by the end of the year. So as far as the change in the net financial position from now till the end of the year, we believe that we shall reverse the trend and we shall go below the values recorded during the first 6 months of the year. Next question by Enrico Bartoli, Intermonte. Yes, good afternoon. I have a couple of general questions. Can you give us an update on the claims against sentence 304? And can you give us an idea of should this claim be welcomed or accepted by the authority? What would this mean in terms of impact on HERA results? Then another thing about regulations. Rumors are around that the general authorities are thinking of decreasing the percentage of GenCos in the hands of a single operator down to 30%. Can you tell us something about this? Now, let me tell you something about the appeals, the claims. As you can see, you know, as you know, the State Council welcomed accepted favorably the appeal against the TAR sentence, or the TAR ruling. Such an appeal was presented by ERACOM, but there are some other 35-40 appeals filed against the TAR ruling. So all of these appeals should end up in the State Council for the final decision to take place. But this has not yet occurred. And so this makes us believe that the authority is thinking about something. And now in the last year, they were thinking of using the range $35 to $40 as the range to use to reflect the fuel increases. But since the oil prices went up to 55-60 euros, well, you realize that transferring only 75% of such $20-$25 increase is not feasible. Now, you asked us what kind of impact this could have. I mean, for us, but everybody, it would have an impact amounting to millions of euros. But it would have a meaningful impact on, say, average-sized operators or small-sized operators. So for this reason, we expect the authority in this business to go back and revisit the Law 248. And after this, we expect the authority to come out with a decision. Should this decision not be coming forward, we shall appeal against the authority. Now, as far as your second question, that is the 30% of GenCos in the hands of a public shareholder, that was the question. Now, you will see this in our business plan, but I can tell you that following the entrance of Meta Modena in our perimeter, the requirements of electricity that we can generate ourselves has gone up. And what Mr. Barilli said before, that is that in the past 2 years we have been very cautious in the electricity business, waiting for our plants to start operating. And for this reason, once we have our plants, we shall strengthen our position onto the electricity market. Now, considering this, considering what you said, but considering also other opportunities, we shall look around and shall try and increase our own share of electricity to meet our own requirements in this business. So we are willing to look around and we intend to be able to satisfy our electricity requirements with our own electricity. So if you have any other questions, press star followed by one on your phone. The next question is by Andrea Bettoni. Now, good evening. I have a question about the environmental or the waste business. Can you tell us the EBITDA contribution of FEA and the contribution of Centro Ecologico? Both contributed 16 million euros. Can you tell us how much FEA, how much Centro Ecologico? And then 1 year after the acquisition of Centro Ecologico, can you tell us how it is performing? And can you tell us something about possible new strategies in the waste business? Now, good evening. This is Barilli speaking. Let me give you the data about FEA and Centro Ecologico. So FEA, 18.1 million euros as of the end of September. Centro Ecologico or Ecologia Ambiente, 7.4 million euros, both 25.5 million euros. You said, rightly so, 16 million euros. In this case, you have to take into account the contribution of the old Frullo plants. And if we break down the 16 million euros for two plants, FEA and Centro Ecologico, it would be 50% each. Okay? As far as the other question is concerned, that is the treatment of special wastes, now considering what Mr. Barilli said so far, well, we have to say that we are very satisfied of the acquisition made last year. The business or the industry is going quite well. And then the considering the prices on foreign markets, well, I must say that the market, the Italian market now, is more willing to use Italian plants, and therefore we benefited from this point of view. In the long term, we are looking at our plans, and we are looking at the opportunities that we might have in the business of treatment of special wastes, considering the integration of the Modena that had its own know-how and its own skills in that industry that could be used profitably. Next question by Paolo Cicchi, Banca IMI. Now, good afternoon. I have a question about the green certificates. Now, last week, the Minister of Industry and the Minister of the Environment signed a new law decree that extends the green certificates to biomass plants and district heating plants. Can you quantify the impact in your case, considering the plants that are operating in your group, and also considering the Imola district heating plant? And then another question, what are the expectations for Q4? Can you tell us something about the gas consumption that you recorded up to mid-November, so as to understand what the trend will be for Q4, which is very important in terms of gas consumption and in terms of results of the year? Now, let me tell you something about the law decree that was signed by the two ministers. The law decree is not yet enforced. It will have to be approved by the State and Regions Assembly. Now, the extension of green certificates to biomass plants, well, it's quite interesting. Emilia-Romagna, the region in which we operate, is a region with a strong farming and agricultural presence. So a strong presence of farming operators and agricultural operators. The new European agricultural policy envisages a number of benefits for operators in this region. And the fact that the farming industry is going to be strong once again lead us to take into account the possibility of using biomass plants to be seen as a kind of the end of a pipeline made up by the by agricultural products which have a strong energetic potential. So we are looking at a number of projects. It will take some time to finalize these projects, but I think that in the year 2006 these might represent an interesting opportunity. As far as the extension to district heating plants is concerned, should it not be further changed, well, the implant that is going to be mostly positively affected is the Imola plant. When it is fully operating, we could have from 1 to 2 million euros of benefits on that plant. As far as well, the forecasts for Q4 are concerned, I would confine myself to saying that we have no source of concern. I think that we can maintain the trend so far recorded even in Q4. As far as the gas consumption, which was the subject of one of your question, well, there's no doubt that the start of the thermal season was not brilliant in terms of consumption, not only because of the external temperature, it was quite warm, but also because of a care on the part of the consumer to consuming gas. But this is something that we've had in other years too, and these are things that we take into account when preparing our forecasts, and I think that we should close the year as expected. Next question by Nora Fnar, the Euromobiliare. I have a couple of questions. The first one goes back to green certificates. Some time ago, a possible extension was mentioned also to waste to energy plants, an extension of green certificates from 8 to 12 years, not on the quantity of electricity produced, but pro rata on the volume, and then going decreasing. Now, can you tell me something about this? Is something which is coming back onto the agenda, or has it been somewhat relinquished altogether? And then I have a question about the proposals made by Mr. Tremonti in the financial bill, and I'd like to mention specifically the extension of goodwill amortization to 20 years, vis-a-vis the 10 years expected. And do you envisage any negative impact from this proposal? It is that of extending the goodwill amortization to 20 years, no longer 10 years. And then about the other proposal that he said of resorting to straightforward amortization, depreciation, I think this will have any impact in your case. Okay, let me answer your question. The first question on green certificates. Well, this is a very complex subject, a very complex issue, because this decree, law decree on green certificates, on biomasses and on on a renewable source of energy, well, integrates or is integrated with another law decree on types of wastes that can benefit from green certificates, the so-called CDR. Well, the issue is gradually unfolding at the moment. We hope that green certificates will extend to 12 years, also in the case of WTE, although we know it will be cut down to 60%. We have no certainty at the moment. We are talking with the ministry so as to be able to accomplish this result, which at the moment is not yet certain. As far as the financial bill, the so-called Tremonti financial bill, is concerned, Mr. Barilli will give you a reply. Well, as far as the preliminary analysis that we made, 1.5 million euros could be the tax benefit that we could have in the year 2005 should the amortization of goodwill be taken to 20 years instead of 10 years. I don't know whether I can say something else. Then as far as anticipated or straightforward depreciation and amortization, we don't have any of this, so no impact. Now, the Tremonti effect, we had it in the past, so it's the only thing that we can say. Apparently there are no other questions, so thank you very much. We'd like to thank you wholeheartedly. We'll see you in Milan on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, so 3 p.m. In that date we shall present the business plan, so if you have any other questions, you have the opportunity to ask questions on that day. This is the course call operator. The conference call is now being concluded. You can disconnect your phones. Thank you very much. Thank you.